Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time. Say not for months, then come the harvest.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily gospel broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stenny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Dr. Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and good day, radio friends. It's a real joy to come to your place of listening today and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-born privilege. It's mine to come to your place of listening and open the Word of God together and share together another time around the Word of God. I appreciate God's goodness and blessings upon us. And I trust whatever you're doing, you can just kindly slow down the pace and join in with us as we worship the Lord together by the radio today. I appreciate this open door, this opportunity that's mine. And I'm so grateful to God for this privilege. And then I appreciate so much all the radio stations that are carrying the broadcast today. As we begin the broadcast, we're beginning a new broadcast. I broadcast many years ago, but have not been on radio now for several years. But we're starting again a broadcast with our central theme will be missions and world evangelization, and trying to take the Word of God and open our eyes and let us see what God has to say about the harvest and how we can harvest it and learn some truths about the Word of God in missions. This has been my lot now for the last several years. For many of you who do not know me, I just simply give you a moment of my background. God saved me when I was 9 years old. I had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home, a Christian family, in church and Sunday school. And at the age of 9, God saved me by His marvelous grace. Then when I was 18 years old, the Lord called me to preach and put me in the ministry. And I preached as a preacher boy for 5 years. And then when I was 23, I began my first church, and I spent 17 years pastoring. And 20 years ago, I left the pastorate, went into evangelism, and from evangelism, God just shifted the course into missions meetings, and I preach mission meeting now almost every week of my life. And God's been so good to use us in the area of helping churches get a Bible-based missions program started in their church. I appreciate everything that every person's doing and any person's doing to help the cause of missions. But I want you to know, friend, the Bible lays out the right way, the biblical way of handling missions, working missions. And that's my burden, to see churches understand the truth of the Word of God and then involve themselves in a scripturally missions plan that will honor the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not a know-it-all. I'm not a smart aleck, but I do love the Lord and do have a burden for a lost and dying world, and do enjoy seeing churches understand the truth of the Word of God and then get involved in the work of missions that God lays out in the Word of God. So I hope morning after morning, or afternoon after afternoon, night after night, wherever you're listening, whatever time of day you're hearing the broadcast, that you'll make it a daily habit to be by the radio and listen, and let's have a good time together in the Word of God. We're calling the broadcast Harvest Time, and we'll build upon the verse in John chapter 4, verse number 35, where the Lord said, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, they're white, all ready to harvest." And no one would deny that it is harvest time. And if we're going to ever do anything for God, we must do it quickly, because this generation, this dispensation of the church will soon be over. We're going to meet the Lord and give an account for what we've done in harvesting the harvest for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope you'll be with us by the radio day after day. Have an open Bible if it's at all possible, and a pencil, a piece of paper if you want to take notes, and then study the broadcast message even after I go over the air. But I do want to be a blessing to you, and I do want to be a help to you. And again, I do want to say thank you to the radio stations that are carrying the broadcast. May God bless you for the part that you have in this ministry. And I want to be a blessing and a help to you and the format of your station there as I preach day after day the messages from the Word of God. What I want to do today on the first broadcast is just simply ask some questions about missions and then answer them from the Word of God. And we'll do this more as we go on day after day. But I want to deal with that today. Basically, four or five different questions. I'll ask them, give a simple answer from the Word of God. And I trust God will use us to speak to our hearts from His Word. The Bible said in John chapter 8, verse number 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Friend, truth is what liberates children of God. Ignorance produces bondage, but knowledge and understanding produces liberty. I have no program of my own that I want to promote, no ideas and philosophies of my own that I want to declare to you, but I simply want us to go to the Word of God and let the Word of God set forth the truth to us that we might understand and might be free in doing the work that God has called us to do. So these questions I want to deal with on the broadcast today. Then tomorrow, the Lord willing, we'll open the Word of God and begin a Bible message. And I trust God will bless the broadcast to be a blessing to you week after week and day after day. Let me begin this morning with the first question by simply asking the question, what is missions? What comes to your mind when you hear the word missions? What do you think about? Well, I must say to you, missions can mean different things to different people. To those who are homeless, when you speak of missions, they think of those places where you can go get a meal and get a bed to sleep in that night, and perhaps even a clean change of garments, and then get up the next day and go on and live in the poverty and bondage of sin for another day. To the military man, the mission means a job, a task that's before him that he must do. When the average person in America hears the word missions, they think of that child that they saw the image projected so much on the television, who lives in poverty, whose stomach is protruding because of malnutrition, and they think of missions simply as feeding the hungry or feeding the poor. But as a Christian, as a Bible believer, what does missions mean to you? And what should missions mean to us as we hear it taught and preached from the pulpit and we read about it in the Word of God? Let me give you two answers this morning. First of all, missions basically is somebody going somewhere telling someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. Missions is somebody going somewhere telling someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in that sense, every saved person is to be a missionary. If you're born again, if you're saved by the grace of God, then you go tell what God's done for you, and you share the Word of God with others, and you become a missionary. You're to tell the news. You're to bear the message. You're to herald forth the good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, that God sent His Son into the world to die for them, and they can be saved by the grace of God. So in that sense, every saved person is to be a missionary. And if you're saved by the grace of God, then you have the responsibility of telling somebody about the goodness and mercy and the grace of God. So first of all, missions is somebody going somewhere, telling someone about the Lord Jesus Christ and His saving grace. But then on a more technical sense, as we talk about missions, we're speaking about church missions. And here's what the real definition of that work of missions is. Missions is God calling families to leave their place of residence, their place of dwelling, and go somewhere else in the world and carry out the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then after God calls that family, it's the church sending that family and letting them go and helping them go that they might preach the message of God to a lost and dying world. But it's not only the God calling the missionary and the church sending the missionary, but it's other churches supporting that missionary or those missionaries by their prayers and by their financial support, enabling them to go and do the job that God has called them to do. You see, friend, missions is a working together. It is a cooperative work. God works. The church works. The individual works. Other churches work. And together, the job is done for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. May I repeat it once again? Missions is God calling a family, an individual, to leave their place of residency and go somewhere else in the world and help carry out the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when God calls that family, then the church where they're a member becomes their sending church. They ordain them. Of course, the person prepares themselves, and then they're ordained, and they're commissioned, and then they raise their support. Other churches send them, support them, and then we support them while they're there with our prayers as well as our finances. And it's a cooperative program of the church, the missionary himself, and the Lord, and God's people working together to reach the world with the gospel of the grace of God. Then the second question I want to deal with today, not only what is missions, but where's the mission field? Where is the mission field? I want to tell you, my friend, today, simply speaking, that every sinner is a mission field. Anywhere there's a sinner, there's a need that somebody go tell them about the saving grace of the Lord. And so, my friend, there's a mission field on your street, up and down the blocks from where you live. There's enough unsaved people and unchurched people to fill the empty pews in most churches in your area. If you live out in the rural section, if you go up the road a half a mile, down the road a half a mile, you'll find enough people to fill most of the empty pews in your church. So there's a mission field on your street. There's a mission field all across the state, and many mission fields across the sea. So everywhere there's a sinner, there is a missions field. That sinner needs somebody to come to them and tell them about God and his saving grace. Question number three, not only what is missions and who is a missionary, but and then where's the mission field? But question number three, where did missions begin? May I say to you that missions is a New Testament doctrine, but every New Testament doctrine has its beginning in typology in the Old Testament. The first glimpse of missions we find in the Word of God is found in the book of Genesis chapter number 3. The Garden of Eden became the first mission field. God himself became the first missionary. And Adam and Eve became the first missions candidate. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned, God could have wiped them out and started over. God could have killed the sinner and still been God. God could have killed Satan. Don't you wish he would have? But instead, he killed a sacrifice. He killed a substitute. And God offered salvation to Adam and Eve in typology through the death of those innocent animals, their blood being shed. You say, well, preacher, why does missions continue? Because God still loves sinners. You see, God loved Adam and Eve so much, he would not stay in heaven and let them go to hell until he came where they were and offered them salvation. And God still loves sinners too much to let Christians stay at home and lost people die in their sins and go to hell. So why does it continue? God still loves sinners. God wants to see them saved by the marvelous grace of God. Who's a missionary? What is a missionary? A missionary is somebody going somewhere telling someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a mission field everywhere. There's a sinner. And then God still continues missions because God still loves sinners and wants them saved by the marvelous grace of God. Well, the Lord willing, we'll pick up our study again tomorrow on the broadcast. I trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. And so until tomorrow, this time we simply say, Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you until tomorrow.
The fields are white, it's harvest time. Say not for months, then come the harvest.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. It's a real privilege for me to come here to the microphone and sit down with the Word of God and preach and share with you the truths of the precious Word of God. I am so grateful to the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege. It's mine. And then I appreciate all the radio stations that carry the broadcast. I am so grateful to God for this opportunity. But as I make the broadcast, it always goes through my mind, I wonder who's listening by the radio. Where all is my voice being heard today? Could I ask you a favor, please? Would you take a moment today if the broadcast is a blessing to you and sit down and write to us? This is a new broadcast, our first week of broadcasting, and I hope that you will write to me and let me know where you're at, if you're enjoying the broadcast, and encourage our hearts with a letter. And then if the Lord would lead you to help us in a financial manner, we enclose that in the letter. But I do want to encourage you that you pray for us, that God would bless and God's will be done. Simply address that letter today to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia. Resaca is spelled R-E-S-A-C-A. Harvest Town, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And we'll look forward to being with you again tomorrow at the same time, the Lord willing. God bless you is our prayer.